Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Yesterday we finished with Acts chapter 21. Paul had entered Jerusalem, stirred up a crowd once again, as he often did wherever he showed up. He was just being taken off to jail when he asked to address the crowd. And that's where we left things yesterday. So chapter 22 is Paul addressing the crowd in Jerusalem. And I want to read his defense. So I will read Acts chapter 22. Acts 22, Paul speaking. Brothers and fathers, hear the defense that I now make before you. And when they heard that he was addressing them in the Hebrew language, they became even more quiet. And he said, I am a Jew, born in Tarsus and Cilicia, and brought up in this city, educated at the feet of Gamaliel, according to the strict manner of the law of our fathers, being zealous for God, as all of you are this day. I persecuted this way, to the death, binding and delivering to prison both men and women, as the high priest and the whole council of the elders can bear me witness. From them I received letters to the brothers, and I journeyed toward Damascus, to take those also who were there and bring them in bonds to Jerusalem to be punished. As I was on my way and drew near to Damascus, about noon a great light from heaven suddenly shone around me, and I fell to the ground, and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And I answered, Who are you, Lord? And he said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. Now those who were with me saw the light, but did not understand the voice of the one who was speaking to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, Rise, and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all that is appointed for you to do. And since I could not see because of the brightness of that light, I was led by the hand by those who were with me, and came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man, according to the law, well spoken of by all Jews who live there, came to me, and standing by me said to me, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that very hour I received my sight, and I saw him. And he said, The God of our fathers appointed you to know his will, to see the righteous one, and to hear a voice from his mouth. For you will be a witness for him to every one of what you have seen and heard. And now, why do you wait? Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name. And when I had returned to Jerusalem and was praying in the temple, I fell into a trance, and I saw him saying to me, Make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, because they will not accept your testimony about me. And I said, Lord, they themselves know that in one synagogue after another I imprisoned and beat those who believed in you. And when the blood of Stephen, your witness, was being shed, I myself was standing by and approving and watching over the garments of those who killed him. And he said to me, Go, for I will send you far away to the Gentiles. Up to this word, they listened to him. Then they raised their voices and said, Away with such a fellow from the earth, for he should not be allowed to live. And as they were shouting and throwing off their cloaks and flinging dust into the air, the tribune ordered him to be brought into the barracks, saying that he should be examined by flogging to find out why they were shouting against him like this. But when they had stretched him out for the whips, Paul said to the centurion who was standing by, Is it lawful for you to flog a man who is a Roman citizen and uncondemned? And when the centurion heard this, he went to the tribune and he said to him, What are you about to do? For this man is a Roman citizen. So the tribune came and said to him, Tell me, are you a Roman citizen? And he said, Yes. The tribune answered, I bought this citizenship for a large sum. Paul said, But I am a citizen by birth. So those who were about to examine him withdrew from him immediately. And the tribune also was afraid, for he realized that Paul was a Roman citizen and that he had bound him. But on the next day, desiring to know the real reason why he was being accused by the Jews, he unbound him and commanded the chief priests and all the council to meet, and he brought Paul down and set him before them. How did Paul defend himself? Well, he gave his personal testimony. He shared exactly what happened to him. He shared his background. He shared his education. He shared his family, who he was. But really what it comes down to is what happened on that road to Damascus that changed everything for Paul. In other words, Paul just shares his personal testimony. How did Jesus come into his life? You see, our personal relationship with the Lord, our personal salvation experience, it cannot be criticized, it cannot be argued by someone else. It's our testimony. It is what happened to us. It's our personal experience. So maybe you have never shared your testimony with someone else. Maybe you've never been used of the Lord to witness or lead someone else to saving faith in Jesus. Well, today's practical application from this lesson, from this chapter, is just that. How do we do that? How do we share our faith in Christ with someone else? We do like Paul. We just share our own personal experience with the Lord, our own Damascus Road experience, and then watch God work in the lives of others. As I have mentioned before on these podcasts, I get to travel quite a bit for the Gideon's International, a Christian business and professional men's association who places Bibles in hotels and witnesses for the Lord around the world. And I was in Guam on a trip once, and we were going to go do a Bible distribution in a jail. So I was in the back of the car. We were on our way to this jail. I was traveling with some other Gideons, and it got around to us saying what was going to happen once we got to the jail. And they said, well, you're going to give the message. And I thought, what? I didn't know we were giving any message. I thought we were just handing out the Bibles. And so I had no notes with me, no preparation. And in a few minutes, we were going to arrive at this jail, and I needed to figure out what I was going to say. So I was panicked. I was sitting in the back seat saying, Lord, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to share? I'm not prepared for this. And the Lord says, do like Paul. And I said, what? Do like Paul? And he said, yeah. Share your testimony and then share the plan of salvation. You don't need any notes for that. You don't need any preparation. Just share what happened to you, how you came to know the Lord, and then share the plan of salvation with someone else. So that's what I did in that jail. I got up and shared my own testimony, which I won't share right now, but maybe in another podcast. And then I shared the plan of salvation. That God loves you, that all are sinners, that God had a remedy for sin by dying on the cross for our sins, and that we could all be saved right then. And then lead those people in a prayer to accept Jesus, to confess their sins, confess Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and accept Him as their personal Savior. And as I did it that day in Guam, without any preparation, just as Paul did, I saw over half of those guys accept the Lord as their personal Savior. So I hope Acts chapter 22 gives us a way to share our own testimony without intimidation anymore. All you have to do is share your own Damascus Road experience like Paul did, and then remind people of the love of Jesus, that we're all sinners, that God has a remedy for sin, and that all can be saved by accepting that remedy. I hope that's a practical application, and I hope you can use it today. Lord, give us a chance to share our own testimony with someone even this very day. Just share our own Damascus Road experience and then see someone else come to saving faith in you. Father, take the heat off. Don't allow the enemy to intimidate us by not sharing our faith, but allow us to have boldness like Paul did, simply to share what you had done in his life and then share that with someone else. Give us that opportunity today, Lord. We ask for it in your precious name. Amen.